Lawmakers in Harrisburg heard from local governments Monday at a hearing by the House Intergovernmental Affairs Committee about how their operations will be affected by the federal stimulus funds and some of the possible downsides to the temporary influx of money. Representative Chris Ross of Chester County said the federal money does have strings attached, and the state government must be careful not to create spending patterns that cannot be sustained in the future.
Well, we have a mix of funds. Some of them are formula-driven. We get them just because we're a state and we have a certain population. Others have particular restrictions associated. A typical one is the unemployment compensation funds, where we're going to have to expand eligibility in order to draw down some of the competitive monies that are there to help us with our unemployment compensation issue. Obviously, that's a heavy burden for us right now with more people being put out of work. But the question is, what happens after 2 years are up? If we've expanded the eligibility requirements, we're going to have to raise taxes on business in order to be able to fund them. And that could become a burden in terms of job creation in the future.
From the state capitol, Mike Davis reporting.